Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 189. Today we are reading chapter 21 of the novel Charmaine by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Gloria, I hate to tell you this, but you had better do all you can and get back with your husband, because that African girl in there is a knockout, Regina said to her sister before they pulled out of the Queen of Sheba Ethiopian restaurant's parking lot. I can see why your husband is paying attention to her. Are you implying that I'm not as appealing? Sister Gillespie retorted. Deep down, she could not deny her sister's statement. Charmaine was stunning. Now you know I'm not implying anything. I'm a straight shooter, Regina replied. All I'm saying is you're going to have to face reality and stop the charade. Swallow your pride and your hurt and begin fighting to get your man back before it is too late. Your husband is one of the few good men out there. Stop fooling yourself into believing he's going to come begging you to get back with him. I bet he has already decided to go on with his life without you. You're the only one that's obsessing over it. Sister Gillespie shifted in her seat, a defiant expression on her face. Don't look at me like that, Gloria, Regina continued. I'm your sister. I hear you crying some nights, and I know it's for your husband. When you get around others, you pretend you're not hurting and that everything is all right. But when you're by yourself, you're all torn up on the inside. Regina placed her hand on her sister's arm. Trust me when I tell you that the hurt does not go away. You might get a little diversion every now and then. But when you lay in your bed alone, when you sit at the dinner table alone, when you have to go through life alone, then you're used to going through it with somebody else. It is heart-wrenching. Thank God you two don't have any children together. I hear the pain is worse when you have children, because they're constantly reminding you that they do have a father. Like I have shared with you before, it's been 7 years now since my divorce, and it still hurts sometimes. So I know what you're going through. Thanks, Regina, Sister Gillespie mumbled. So if you want your husband back, you're going to have to make a move soon before Charmaine starts moving, Regina said as she pulled into her driveway. And I did not want to say any more about this, but that Zelda lady from the church, you must not be telling you the truth. You told me she told you that most of the people left after hearing about you and your husband separating. I don't believe it. The past two Sundays, as I drove by the church on my way home from the hospital, the parking lot was as packed as always. It seems like Zelda is only feeding you negative news to keep you from trying to get back with your husband. You might want to limit how often you talk with her. She might be after your husband herself. No, not Zelda, Sister Gillespie said. She's the assistant pastor's wife. Regina sighed. If I was in that church and I wasn't your sister, I would be trying to get him too. Saturday came around quickly. Mother Louise, do you think it is time to tell Sister Gillespie that we really believe she should try to reconcile with her husband? Sister Mona asked Mother Louise on their ride over to have another Bible study with Sister Gillespie. I mean, Pastor is really getting serious about Charmaine. I think he calls Santa Yu so often because he knows Charmaine will answer the phone, and his trips to the restaurant are becoming more frequent. I've been thinking about it, Sister. But I think we should wait a bit longer. She has to fully acknowledge her part in this fiasco she's created. Right now, she's still blaming her husband for everything, Mother Louise said. When and if she goes back to her husband, she needs to be a totally new woman. You have a point there. Did you hear about Sam and Emmett and the other men who were plotting to put Pastor Gillespie out of the pulpit? Yes, Pastor Gillespie told me about it, Mother Louise said with a chuckle. I only hope Sister Gillespie had nothing to do with it. Do you think she would go that far? Is she that bitter over something she caused? I just hope not, and I do not know for sure who she has been talking to from the church, if she's talking with anyone. We can only pray that God would touch her heart and pastor's heart so they can see their need to get back together. Sister Mona chuckled. Evidently, the pastor's heart has been touched by Charmaine right now. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until the next time.